Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We're going to prosper externally as we prosper internally. Prosperity starts inside, in your thinking, in your talking. Talk rich, even if your accounts say something entirely differently. Talk rich. Talk blessed. Didn't the Bible say even to call those things that be not as though they were? How about your accounts? If we looked at your accounts, would we think you're rich? I said, if we looked at your accounts, you don't have to answer that too loudly. Here's what you say about your accounts then. Say it out loud. My accounts are filling up.
My accounts, filling up.
My accounts,
will overflow.
My accounts,
are filling up.
Now you notice that's different from running out.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Put your words on it. Even if it appears that you're calling those things that be not as though they were, that's faith. Filling up. Our accounts are filling up. They're not running out. They're filling up. So you got to get a picture of that in your soul. You know, when you think, uh-oh, I can't write another check. I'm already out of money. Uh-oh, we're going to run out for the week's up. Uh-oh, we're going to run out for the end of the month. Uh-oh, we're always running out. Always running out. Man, boy, money just goes, don't it? Whew. Man, I don't know where it all goes. I mean, you get paid, next thing you know, whew, it's gone. And stuff is so high, dear Lord, how high is it going to go? Well, see, taking the Lord's name in vain, talking unbelief, and talking poverty, and talking against the covenant, and people don't even realize it. They think that's normal. Don't they? Because of unrenewed minds. No. No. We told you this before. Even if something is giving you sticker shock, you wanted to buy one, and you look at the price, and you're going, how much? How much? No, no. Get a hold of yourself. Control yourself and go, I can have one. Sure. It's not too much for God. I could get one of them. Maybe two. Maybe we'll get two. I'm not talking about going out and getting in debt. I'm talking about how you think. I'm talking about how you talk. I'm talking about prospering in your soul. Now go to 2 Corinthians. Well, how long is it going to take us with this? We haven't read our text yet. Well, let's just stay with it till we get it. And it's not about just what you've heard before. It's about things getting in your spirit. And if I'm saying something for the 20th time, and you say, well, I heard you the first time, Brother Keith. Well, I'm not just talking to your head. This is to get in your spirit. Get in your spirit. You change on the inside. Your soul prospers. Your soul flourishes with the Word of God, and then that's where your external prosperity is going to come from. You get rich inside. You get rich in your soul. It's only a matter of time till you're rich outside, in your pocketbook, in your accounts. Say it out loud one more time. No more,
no more.
Talking poor.
Talking poor.
Say that out loud together. No more talking poor. Say it again. No more talking poor. And again, no more talking poor. No more. 2 Corinthians 9. Are you there? Now, let's begin to define what is prosperity. We've already seen just this one verse. It's the will of God. We've seen it's God's desire. We've seen how it comes. It comes first through the inner man, as your soul prospers. But let's be more specific. What is prosperity? To me, there's no better verse in the Bible defining prosperity than this verse here in 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, let's read. He said, he that sows sparingly reaps sparingly. He that sows bountifully reaps bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now get this, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Did that verse cover a lot of ground? Does that sound like prosperity to you? Oh, man. Prosperity is not a specific dollar amount that when, well, I, you know, now I got X amount of money in the bank, now I'm prosperous. Well, I got $3 million in the bank, now I'm prosperous. Not if you need five. Huh? It's all relative to what God's called you to do, right? And what's before you. But what is real prosperity? Always. Did you get that now? Oh man, I like this verse, don't you? I'm so glad this is in the Bible. Always, that doesn't mean part of the time. That means all the time. Always having all sufficiency. In how many areas? Keep reading. In all things. Then what else? And abounding, that means abundance. Abundance. Generous. What? Giving to every good work. Abounding to every good work. Let me read some other translations of this verse to you. The Coney Bears translation said, God's able to give you an overflowing measure. Did you hear that? Overflowing measure of all good gifts, that all your wants of every kind may be supplied at all times, and you may give of your abundance to every good work. Here's a 20th century translation. It says, God has power to shower all kinds, that's what it says, all kinds of blessings on you. How many believe he has power to shower all kinds of blessings on you, so that having under all circumstances and on all occasions all you can need, you're able to shower all kinds of benefits on others? That's prosperity. I said, that's prosperity. The Moffat says, God is able to bless you with ample means, so that you may always have quite enough for any emergency of your own, and ample besides for any kind act to others. That's a prosperous man or woman, right? You got more than enough to pay all your bills, take care of everything that you need to do, want to do, and you have plenty of abundance to give and help other people. That means you're prosperous. Not a dollar amount. It varies from person to person. But that's what prosperity is. You want to get some more of this? Let me read some more of these translations. Knox translation says, God has the power for what? To supply you abundantly. Amen. This has got to be the will of God. Amen. Doesn't it? Yes. Why do you keep talking about it? Got to be the will of God for me to be supplied abundantly with every kind of blessing. So that with all your needs well supplied at all times, you may have something for every work of mercy. Hallelujah. The Phillips translation says, after all, God can give you everything you need so that you may always have sufficient both for yourselves and for giving away to other people. I understand you are not prosperous until all your stuff is met and taken care of. And you're beyond believing for your payment. You're not prosperous till you're beyond just faith to pay my utilities and get my house payment in my... You're not prosperous until you are regularly sowing to other people. Amen. You're above your needs being met. That's done and taken care of way back. Amen. And now you're flowing out of your excess. Helping other people. Taking care of this. Making car payments for other people. Making house payments for other, paying off houses. for other people. Amen. I didn't get enough amens on that. Amen. You know why? Because to a lot of people, that is just so foreign. That's just like me. He's talking about somebody else that's rich. I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
How does this start? It starts on the inside. You got to see yourself doing stuff like this on the inside long before it happens. Long before you could see how to do it. So let me say again, everything you got's paid off.
Yes.
The stuff it takes to run you, I mean, you can cover the month's needs and bills off what comes in from 8 to 10 Monday morning. So what about all the rest of that that comes in the rest of the week? Excess. You can bless this. You can pay off. You can buy somebody a house.
Amen.
You can buy a missionary a car.
Amen.
Or an airplane.
Amen.
You can help build a church.
Amen.
I said you can help build a church.
Amen.
I said you could help build a church.
Amen.
Yeah. You can help finance this gospel outreach. You can finance this. You can pay off this. Why? Excess. Excess. That's prosperous. I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit, but I'll say it again later. What is prosperity? Prosperity is ability. Ability. God has ability, doesn't he? Is God broke? Anything about God that's poor and deficient and inadequate? Not one thing. Isn't everything about God rich? Overflowing? Excess of goodness.
Yes.
Abundance
yes.
of power and blessing.
Amen.
Well, why should his church be deficient?
No.
Why should his people be deficient?
No.
Why should they suffer lack? It doesn't mix, does it?
No.
To have a God like this and a people like this. A rich God and a broke people. Doesn't compute. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, What is Prosperity?, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R305. That's R305. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 10th through the 15th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7:30 and child care will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org or call 417-334-9233.